So right now we're cleaning up the coal pile and burning up the residual coal left on site. And once the coal boiler shut off this week, they'll be decommissioned, and that'll be the end of coal at Cornell. And so what I wanted to do is, out here in our coal storage facility, we had a lot of handwork that needed to be done. And most of the staff, the majority of the staff, had been here raising his business, burning coal. And so it's a big deal for them because it's a big transition in their work life. So we wanted to make a team building event and have a little ceremonious event for the final cleanup of the coal pile. We'll get the rest of the coal bunker today, and then probably about Wednesday or Thursday, it'll all be gone. We used to burn 65,000 tons of coal a year. Last couple of years, that had been down to about 6,000 tons. And then, of course, next year it'll be zero.
The process for going out of burning coal at Cornell started really this year. We had some coal left over from last year. We have been burning that coal for the last over the winter at a very low rate. And now, come March, we don't really need that boiler anymore. And so we're going to burn up the rest of the coal and be done with it.
This is the end of an era. Cornell's been burning coal probably since its founding 145 years ago. So we have this big old boiler built in 1946 called Boiler 8, which is it runs very well. It's built and designed to burn solid fuel. And we'd like to use it to transition, bring it back from obsolescence and use it for a solid fuel of biomass, which, if harvested sustainably, really is a renewable energy source. Really thrilled that students and the president and Vice President Kyu Wong and many others throughout the utilities and our new Department of Energy and Sustainability have really gotten into this effort to create a climate neutral campus.